The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards series prediction show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles, winning two games out of three. They now head home to Fenway Park for the first time this year for a three-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Nick Diamond and Terry Cushman. So, gentlemen, let's get started with Game 1, Friday afternoon at 2:10, Walker Buehler going up against Eric Fetty. Nick, who do you like in game one?
I'm going to take the Red Sox in game one. I think Walker Buehler is going to rebound against not as great of a lineup as the Rangers. I think he's going to be good enough for the Red Sox to win. I think the Red Sox lineup is starting to break out too. I know Eric Fetty's been good since he's returned to the major leagues, but I think this Red Sox offense is going to come back in the home opener and break out in front of a home crowd. It's another day game, so we'll see. How they respond, but I think the Red Sox will handily win this one. I think they'll score a lot of runs. I think Walker Buehler will go six-ish innings, one or two runs, and I think the Red Sox win this game. Yeah.
Terry, who do you got?
I'm also going to take the Red Sox. Walker Buehler is going to want to make, he's going to want to introduce himself to the Fenway crowd and, kind of make a statement. He scuffled a little bit in the first start he made against Texas, gave up four runs, but this is an offense that's starting to figure it out. Devers strung together a few hits. Tristan Casas went yard, strung together a few hits as well. Christian Campbell, for the first time, is going to be playing at Fenway Park, and he's stepped up to the occasion and, kind of thrived in the moment as a big leaguer through six games. So it's going to be a new energy as well. I think the last few years, people showed up to the home opener with not the best expectations. I'm sure the casual fans didn't know any better, but it should be a different feel this time around. And it's still mind-blowing to me that Walker Buehler is pitching for the Boston Red Sox, a guy I picked to win the Cy Young at least two or three times. He never did, but has looked pretty good. Other than, of course, last season when he was still trying to bounce back from Tommy John. But I think he'll be able to give a strong outing. And I think this offense has a little bit of momentum. So I'll take the Red Sox in game one.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Red Sox in game one. I think Buehler wants to bounce back after his first start. So being able to pitch at Fenway Park for the first time, that should really help him do that. And again, just the Red Sox lineup, I know they've gotten off to a slow start, but they're still miles ahead of what this Cardinals team is. So don't be fooled by the record. The Cardinals are not going to be good this year. They're in their high and bloom rebuild. So we all know how that goes. I think the Red Sox have too much firepower, and returning home for the first time, it's going to give them a little bit of a boost. It's going to be 64 and humid, so it's good conditions to hit the ball out if they run into one. So I like the Red Sox in game one as well. Game two, Saturday afternoon at 4:10, Richard Fitz going up against Andre Pallante. Nick, who do you like in game two?
I got the Red Sox in game two. Andre Pallante is a young arm that the Cardinals are going to probably rely on during their so-called rebuild, but he's never pitched in Fenway Park. I think the Sox are going to jump all over him. Richard Fitz, I think he's going to be okay. I'm really excited to see Nolan Arenado at Fenway Park after he probably thought he was a Red Sox all offseason. So that's kind of a little matchup I'm looking at. Richard Fitz, Nolan Arenado. We'll see. I think the Red Sox will win this game handily just because of their offense. Richard Fitz will be fine. Nothing special, but yeah, I'll take the Sox in game two.
Terry, who do you got for game two?
I'm going to agree with Nick for a second time this series. I'm not quite as confident, though, as I am with my game one prediction. Richard Fitz has looked okay. The one thing that impresses me about him is he doesn't seem to get rattled. In the very first inning of his start against Texas, the bases were loaded, no outs. He held them to just one run and was able to navigate through it. It's nice to see. He looks like he's the type of guy that can handle those types of situations. There's something about him. There's a vibe that I just really like about Fitz. And we'll get to the starter in the third game here, but I hope he finds a way to just keep that spot in the rotation. The punch outs haven't been there. They were in the spring. You didn't really see it against Texas. Texas had a really robust lineup, though. Not one that he's going to be facing here against the Cardinals, but I'll give him the edge. The only thing that does concern me, and we just have to predict these games at face value, that could be a rainout. So that would probably make a doubleheader on Sunday. So I don't know what that would do. I'm wondering if maybe one of the, well, you'd probably take the opportunity to knock Newcomb back a game, maybe, and then call up a Quinn Priester type guy to pitch that extra game. Usually it involves a call up. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I think Priester would give you a better shot than Newcomb. But anyway, I've got the Red Sox winning game two. That would put them one game above 500 if we're right about this.
Yep, absolutely. I've also got the Red Sox in game two, providing they're able to get it in. The weather does look pretty dicey. Pallante is not a big strikeout guy, so I think that'll help. Red Sox tend to struggle with, you know, high swing and miss type of pitchers, and Pallante is not that. He's more of a ball to bat kind of guy. So I think the Red Sox should be able to tee off on him quite a bit. I hope that Cora doesn't like mess with the lineup too much and decide he wants to play all of his bench guys for some stupid reason. I don't know. That Saturday spot screams like Alex Cora is going to empty the bench kind of thing. And even though it's a righty on the mound, I don't know. It kind of just feels that way. So hopefully he doesn't do that. Hopefully we get the full lineup. And as long as Fitz can just keep them in it, you know, I'm not sure about him just yet, but if he can do, you know, six innings, three runs or less, then they should be fine. Because, yeah, I think they'll tee off on Pallante. So I'll take the Red Sox in game two, again, providing they're able to get it in. So the finale, game three, Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. It's Sean Newcomb going up against Miles Michaelis. Nick, who do you got in game three?
Well, I think this is the game Alex Cora empties the bench. So I think it's Sean Newcomb on the mound. I think they might put out a punt lineup. David Hamilton, Romy Gonzalez, I think everybody plays. Especially if they win game one and game two, like we was thinking, they're okay with punting that game. Miles Michaelis is a veteran, Sunday Night Baseball. Sean Newcomb hasn't been in the league in a while, and you're putting him out there at Fenway Park on a Sunday night game. I don't see a lot of chances of us winning this game unless it's just a slugfest, like a 12-10 game, something like that. But I don't think the Red Sox win this game. I think they will put out one of those lineups, like you just said, where not everyone's playing. They'll go into the next series against the Blue Jays rested and ready to go. So I think they'll take the first two, lose the third, and yeah.
Terry, what do you got in the finale?
Honestly, if it was anybody but Newcomb, I would pick the Red Sox to sweep the series. Michaelis didn't have a tough debut for 2025, but he has just been ass the last couple of years. 4.78 ERA in 2023. That season, he gave up the most hits of any qualifying pitcher. He gave up the most earned runs. I don't know what this stat is. He had the most batters faced. That's what that stat is. So I guess that's why those other numbers could have ticked up a little bit. But and then last year in the ERA department, 5.35. He didn't lead the league in hits or earned runs, despite being close. But he did pitch 30 less innings in 2024 than he did the previous season when he did lead those categories. So not an overpowering guy. He's been a kind of a, you know, more of a pitch to contact type guy. His strikeout per nine, always below league average, nothing overpowering. Best case scenario here, I am picking the Cardinals, but maybe the Red Sox can win a high scoring game. I think that's the pathway if they are going to get a sweep, but I have to take the Cardinals in game three.
I'm going to take the Red Sox to sweep. I got them in game three as well. I think Newcomb will turn it around. I'm not telling you he's going to, you know, pitch lights out, but I think he won't be as much of a disaster as he was in his last start. Again, this Cardinals lineup is not that good. So as long as he can keep the ball on the ground, he should be fine. Michaelis, as you've said, the last couple of years, he's just really started to go downhill. He's pitching less innings. He's getting up there in age. And this guy gives up a lot of home runs. I mean, he gives up 25-plus home runs pretty much every year. So I think, you know, again, Sunday night, it's going to be, you know, one of those games where Red Sox start to tee off. And, yeah, maybe they do have to win 8-5. Maybe it is one of those ugly games, but I think they have the lineup to do it, especially against a guy like Michaelis, who just has really started to lose it the last couple of years. So I got the Red Sox sweeping. I got them winning all three games. So hopefully hopefully it goes at least somehow that way, but we'll see what happens. So we will end it on that. Everyone enjoy the Cardinals series. The weekend crew will be with you Monday morning to recap all the action. So everyone have a good weekend and take care.